And I'll tell you again, we'll be speaking shortly, we believe, with Mother Miriam, Agnes Miriam, pardon me, who is touring North America. And she is speaking tonight. This is Monday, December the 2nd, at 7 p.m. at the Odessa Banquet Center, 1811 Albion Road in Etobicoke. So it's a very important meeting. I'll bet she is very, very busy. There's a lot of reports of her work and her. I'll give you some background. Mother Agnes Miriam of the Cross is Mother Superior at the Monastery and Convent of St. James in Kaya, Syria. And her story, the story that Mother Agnes tells, is very different from that we hear and read in the North American press. In May 2013, she organized an international delegation led by Nobel Prize laureate How do you pronounce it?
I always say Moira.
Moirid. Phil is Irish. Phil knows what he's talking about. He's Irish. Moirid.
That's two separate things then. McGuire. It's true.
And by the way, it's very important. What a courageous woman, Ms. McGuire, that she's spoken up and appeared together with Mother Agnes. And she's currently touring the U.S. and Canada to inform people about the reality in Syria and the need to stop foreign support and financing of terrorism. Her message is non-sectarian, promoting the values of peace, love, and reconciliation. And we are joined now by Mother Agnes Miriam. Are you there?
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. I know you're busy, and welcome to Canada. I think it's wonderful that you're here. And you are speaking tonight at 1811 Albion Road at 7 p.m., so I'm sure you're in a state of preparation. But could you tell us, what's the main message that you're bringing to North America, and what has the response been?
Well, I am very happy to be in Canada. I arrived yesterday to Toronto, and the message is essentially a message of supporting reconciliation in Syria in a moment where the international community is opening the way for Geneva to a kind of peaceful settlement for an ongoing war that has killed so many people in Syria.
Mm-hmm. Mother Agnes Miriam, how would you characterize the struggle there in your country? It's been going on now for 2 years, and our media has not exactly been responsible, very careful in their language. What terms would you use to describe what's going on in your country?
Well, sadly, this conflict is like other conflict in our region. To limit myself to our region, it's a conflict where you have a lot of foreign intervention, where many players are trying to induce events in order to get some benefits. And sadly, these benefits are, as we see in Syria, based on the destruction of the state, on dismantling the society, and on generating a lot of distress and violations of human rights.
Mm-hmm. I noticed in your talks, and I'm really happy we have internet so that we can see where you have spoken and actually visit them. You mentioned that the Vatican, someone I think you say is the equivalent of the foreign minister of the Vatican, has called for the removal of foreign fighters. And I'm not seeing that emphasized very many places. Could you talk about that?
Well, we were really surprised to read the interview given by the foreign minister of the Vatican to a newspaper on net called the name of this newspaper is, well, to tell you the truth, I forgot, Zenit. And it is 5 to 6 days ago, where concerning extremism, Monsignor Momberti is saying that the Syrian people should take a distance with extremism. They should isolate extremism, and they should push extremists outside Syria.
No, that's very significant breakthrough in many ways. Now, speaking of these extremists, it's finally being recognized in the West, and it certainly wasn't early on, that their methods are, putting it mildly, barbaric. And I want to ask you, is there some method in their madness? Is there some strategy behind the horrific crimes we see committed by the terrorist elements in Syria?
Well, to tell you the truth, I was a few hours ago with some members of the Free Syrian Army. And the Free Syrian Army themselves, they recognize that today on the ground there is very little harmony and very little coordination with the diverse factions of the ongoing armed opposition, especially the extremist group. They come from outside. They bypass the legal or normal armed opposition, and they dismantle all what has been done by others. And we don't find any other strategy than to destroy and to make the biggest harm possible to the infrastructure, to the heritage, to the religious shrines, and to the population itself. In our village of Kara, what happened was that there was a statu quo between both the Free Syrian Army and the government army for months, and the Free Syrian Army that was in control of this area were protecting our monastery. When this statu quo was breached by foreign fighters coming from Lebanon, from Harsal, and those foreign fighters were presenting themselves as ISIS, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or Al-Nusra, both of them branches of Al-Qaeda. So they came to the village, and the Free Syrian Army had to withdraw, and they immediately transformed the situation in a real battle, a fierce battle, where the army, legal army, had to interfere with heavy shellings. And our priest in the church, he saw foreign fighters entering, and he told me that it was scary because they were not Syrian. They were ferocious, only with one objective, to behead him. They were searching for the priest, and so they didn't realize that he was a priest, because by this time he was wearing civil clothes. And they said that they wanted to burn the church because it's an idolatric place. And thanks to the Lord, someone of the present, a Christian, told him some verses from the Quran where it is said that they must respect the Christian because they are the people of the book. So he said, well, I will go and I will consult my my chief. He went, and like this they could flee. So there is no strategy. There is a reality that is beyond human rights, that is beyond even reason. With this, you know, we are very worried about the future in Syria.
I would assume. We're speaking to Mother Agnes Merriam, who is making a tour of North America. By the way, she is speaking tonight, Monday, December 2nd, 7 p.m. at Edessa Banquet Center, 1811 Albion Road. There is we've had a threat of war. It seems to be receding, and there's talk of this Geneva meeting. Who will speak for these elements? Because I don't get the idea there is any coherent voice coming from these armed groups. Is that a problem?
Well, this is a big problem. Who will represent, first of all, who will represent the Syrian people? Second, who will be the part that will represent more than 2,000 factions that do not, that ignore one another? You know, I was on the phone to find a way if the abducted nuns, you know, today nuns were abducted in the very famous and historical monastery of Santa Tecla in Mahlula. The prioress, the superior, and many nuns, along with orphans, were abducted. So I was asking many leaders, many fighters, leaders, do you know what happened? Even the general, the chief of this region, they didn't know what happened. They didn't know who went and who abducted them. So it is very problematic during the peace talk. Who will be talking in the name of all these very different and disparate battalions?
And very violent people.
And yeah. Also they are getting more and more violent. And the Free Syrian Army is not recognizing those factions. And very often there are battles between the Free Syrian Army and those extremists.
Even amongst themselves. This is Mother Agnes Merriam. She's, by the way, you can go to SyriaSolidarityMovement.org. I know that you've initiated a reconciliation movement. What are you asking of the communities here in Canada and around the world to do to help out the situation?
We have founded the international support team for Musalaha, which means in Arabic reconciliation, in Syria. Mm-hmm. And the reconciliation, the support for reconciliation in Syria is spreading all over the world. You have in Australia the AMRIS, Australian Movement for Reconciliation in Syria. In London, in United Kingdom, you have the European for Reconciliation in Syria, both Ireland and England. In America here, we are founding American for Reconciliation in Syria. What we want is to make a kind of network where people of goodwill understand what is really going on in Syria, bypassing the traditional stories of the mainstream media, to get in contact with the reality of what is happening and foster a new way. We call it the third way, which is a way of forgiveness, which is a way of bypassing the differences and the antagonism, to come to a middle, in the middle, where we can meet, we can tear down the walls, we can build bridges of understanding, of dialogue, of accepting the other, of trusting in the other. Of course, this dynamic is between the Syrian people. We as non-Syrian people, we are loving peace, we are wanting reconciliation and the stop of the bloodshed. That's why we are supporting this dynamic. And this dynamic exists before, I esteem, this dynamic has been implemented by the Syrian people themselves, who made an oath one to another to never employ violence for the solution of their problems. So it is a non-violent movement, and it is gaining a lot of ground, and we hope that it will pave the way for any future political settlement. That's why Canada has always been a kind of a place of refuge and support of the those who are in need for more justice, for more rights. So we ask help us in this struggle against violence, against mm-hmm. extremism, against sectarian war, against discrimination, and also, if it is possible, where you have now in the world laws for anti-Semitism and laws for apartheid, we should also ask laws for religious extremism that is becoming more and more dangerous, not only in Syria, but in many, many places around mm-hmm. the world.
Well, Mother Agnes Mary, thank you very much. We're very glad you're in Canada. We wish you all success and particularly the work of the reconciliation movement. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's Mother Agnes Merriam, and she is speaking Monday, December the 2nd. That is today, 7 p.m. at Edessa Banquet Center, 1811 Albion Road, and that's in Etobicoke. We hope everyone who can get there will get there. And, of course, you can go to SyriaSolidarityMovement.org.